Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Hour number two on USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. We're continuing on with the question that I received from one of our instructors. Family member had a stroke, pretty serious. And after being discharged from the hospital and going into rehab, a skilled rehab center. This person is experiencing, well, she's different. And as she's different, she notices that people look at her and she's thinking that, geez, they see me with a walker or a wheelchair or a cane or whatever it may be that she didn't need, you know, a few weeks ago. But now she needs that. And is there a way of dealing with that mentally, Dr. Shealy?
Well, everything. If you cannot change something, detach. Mm-hmm. And, of course, autogenic training is my favorite way of training yourself to detach from things you cannot change. I mean, you know, after all, 2.5 years, a bit over 2.5 years ago now, I wound up with a 50% paralyzed left foot, 90% numb, and I've dealt with it for 2.5 years, mainly by just not paying attention to it and not worrying about what other people think.
Mm-hmm. And this lady is experiencing this, and then so is Sonny Skidmore, owner of KLID AM 1340 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. She was in an automobile accident, ended up having both of her legs amputated above the knee, and of course now she's going to be experiencing some of what we just mentioned, because she'll be in a wheelchair for a while. And I guess until she's fitted with prostheses for her legs, she's going to be in a wheelchair and learning how to get around. And she's 90. So she's got a tough road ahead of her. And same thing, autogenic training for her, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good for everybody and everything.
And just to mention, I'm not saying this out of school. I asked her if she wanted me to, you know, mention this to you on the air. And I don't know if she had reached you yet. She is trying to call you. She's now in another facility. And I don't know if the phone is connected. Okay. I'm sure she will call you. But I'm sure she's really busy with
surviving.
Yes, yes. This communique that I received today about the stroke, what about, how important is it to rebuild muscle? Meaning, you're in the hospital and you're lying around, and do you lose it quickly if you don't use it?
Well, you know, within a week of being inactive, you've lost a lot. Mm-hmm. And if it goes a month, you've lost even more. So, you know, the sooner you can start, you know, some kind of minimum muscle activity, the better.
Okay. And what about electronic mind repair tools that are out there? What I know that you've got some. Is there one that you recommend? Can they be rented? And so forth. What do you recommend?
Well, my favorite for everything in the brain is the Gamma PEMF device.
Okay. The Gamma PEMF. And that's available on your website. Is that available for rent as well as...
Well, you can rent them from the clinic. We don't rent them from the mail order business.
Okay. Okay. And if it's someone whom, let's say it's an instructor, can that be rented through the mail, someone who you've met in person?
Well, again, we don't rent them through the mail order business, only at the clinic.
Okay. So a person would have to come in?
We'd have to at least have a phone consultation, yes.
Okay, okay. That would make it easy because some of our instructors are scattered throughout the country.
Universe.
right. Yeah, we've got one that's right outside the, right on the edge of the galaxy, yes. all right, I think that's answered those questions. I had a question for you. We're talking with Gwyneth Isaac. She absolutely is convinced she knows exactly who she was in a past life. And you know who you were. And when you did a past life regression with me, I was just a farmer who was trying to rally the local farmers in our village to resist the oppression coming our way, the burning, the pillaging, the, you know, the looting, the destruction. Almost like it seemed like Sherman was on his way, but I don't know if it was Sherman, but it sure seemed like Sherman's scorched earth policy was coming to our village because it was 4 villages away, then 3, and it was coming our way. And I was trying to rally the neighbors, the village farmers, to resist. And I couldn't do it. I was an absolute failure. They walked out on me. And I kind of feel the same way about being on the radio. I'm having very little success getting people to prepare, even though I keep trying and trying. We all do, all of us at USA Prepares. We keep trying, but I think the success rate is far lower than we'd like. What I'm saying is, it seems like I am the same person as in my past life regression, and you know, different method. I'm not behind the trees with a musket, or a, you know, or a gun or a rifle or whatever it might be. I'm just trying to get everybody, you know, to pay attention, and I'm unable to do that. So I can see that there is a link between my past life and my current life. And you have found that there's links too, and so is Gwyneth. But I don't know who I was. I don't know if I was Farmer Jones or Farmer Smith. I don't know. How is it that you know and Gwyneth knows exactly who you were? How did you determine that?
Well, my immediate past life came to me quite spontaneously. When I actually heard the name, I just knew. And it turned out that has been confirmed by half a dozen excellent intuitive people, as well as when I visited London to search the details, I found the building where I actually worked and knew every room in the building.
Okay, so you were able to just walk through the building knowing your way, never having... Uh-huh. Okay. Quite fascinating, Dr. Shuey. It really is. Okay, well, I haven't figured that out yet, who I was. I don't think I was anybody special. I just think I was just, you know, just a farmer. I don't see myself as a general or a lieutenant or, you know, vice president of anything. Just some farmer with some hand tools. Okay. Let's see. We talked about the epileptic seizures and past life, and we talked about the addiction. Quite fascinating, the percent, 50% of people are addicted to one thing or another or multiple things simultaneously. What are your concerns about that, Dr. Shuey, as you walk through town or drive in your vehicle?
You got to be alert yourself to everything because it means that 50% of the people you run into or in a car or on a sidewalk or in a building are not thinking normal. You can't think normal if you're addicted to anything.
Right, right. And that's one of my greatest concerns, that as I travel through, around the city streets or so, that somebody's going to run into me because they're just addicted to something or addicted even to a text, reading a text or checking for text or texting on their cell phone or watching a movie while they're driving on their phone. I mean, it's ridiculous what people are doing. Talking is probably the, even though people are zoned out when they're on their phones and they don't remember where they've been or how they even got there while they're driving. Well, maybe they're not driving. They're just behind the wheel while they're on the phone. It's really frightening to me that this hasn't been stopped cold in its tracks. I received an email, Dr. Shuler. Let's see if I can magnify this a little bit. Okay. I received an email from one of our class. And I'd like to read this. And it's quite interesting, and I'd love to hear your comments. It says, I was thinking about your recent broadcast on my walk this morning. As were you, I was raised Roman Catholic. One of the teachings was that the body was the temple of the Holy Spirit and in the perfect image of God. We are all different. Some are more intelligent, attractive, etc. The most important aspect of our being is the soul and how it reflects our spirituality or lack thereof. Some of the alterations people make to the physical being reach the state of self-mutilation. What's going on with their psyche makes them feel the need to do this to themselves. Or what is going on that makes them feel the need to do this to themselves? Besides being reckless, what's going on with their soul and their perception of reality? I saw a picture of a man, heavily tattooed, that had his tongue cut in half. Like a serpent. He truly did look demonic. To some degree, it's a reflection of what's occurring in our world, society, and society today, in my opinion. There's good reason to be alarmed. In general, most of us attempt to reach an optimum state of equilibrium, i.e. the right amount of sleep, to feel rested, the appropriate amount of food, to be nourished, the optimum pH level, etc. As in nature, when this does not happen, behaviors tend to become more skewed and often destructive toward ourselves or others. And people tend to seek out for that which helps us return to that balance. I suspect the extreme behaviors are a reflection of how out of balance our society, even us to some degree, have become, because we're all affected, impacted, by it to some degree. There are many reasons for this. In addition, the propaganda we're exposed to day in and day out. There are harmful toxins in our environment, food and water, harmful technology, vaccines, GMO, livestock raised in close quarters and given hormones, antibiotics, GMO and toxic laced food are just a few examples of potential contributors to how we're affected. In some respects, I think about how our physical and mental states are assaulted in so many ways. I wonder why it isn't worse. Just a few thoughts from my morning walk. And says thank you in the person's name. Dr. Shuler, that sounds about what we talk about all the time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I sent you a copy of it. I send out about four or more to my group of friends every day. And I don't exclude you most of them because I know you're overloaded with things. But this one's worth thinking about. It's a reflection on freedom and liberty, and to me, it's worth serious thinking. It refers back to the Israelites, when they were freed from slavery in Egypt, and instantly were wondering about going back.
Let's talk about that when we come back from this break. Dr. Norm Shuler is with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, your number at your clinic is 417-351-5221. Class, if you'd like to call Dr. Shuley's clinic, make an appointment with him in Springfield, Missouri. That's Central Time Zone, 417-351-5221. That's the same number I call. Dr. Shuley, you're talking about newfound freedom. The Israelites, did you want to continue with...
Watch the word democracy is charade for criminal politics. It is hard to believe how writers who pretend to oppose big government endear this most deceptive word. They're either part of the system or victims of the system brainwashed. In other words, they perpetuate the deception. Isn't that interesting? But you see or hear anyone use the word democracy implying human liberty, you should suspect treason, whether used as intentional or otherwise. The word in modern use of democracy is a focus of world propaganda. We must be alert to this or risk continued deception. It's all important to recognize code words and phrases that are used by bureaucrats and politicians to manipulate the public mind. I'm speaking now to the American conservative. Today's conservative claims to believe in limited government, constitution, individual responsibility, even individual liberty. In the abstract, any mention of rolling back government to its constitutional parameters is greeted by conservatives with enthusiasm, but when the rubber meets the road, the hedging and waffling starts. One of the great myths of our time is the U.S. is a free market capitalist system. In reality, there is no free market in America, and has not been for more than 150 years. a market with regulation and licensing and taxation and incentives, including as amendment laws, requiring whom a business may or may not serve is in no way a free market. Well, it goes on. It's a very long thing. I see the whole thing. But basically, he makes the point that this is no different from the Israelites when they escaped from the Egyptian slavery, and they thought they should go back to their chains. Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way? And on they go. So this concept of freedom or lack thereof is very interesting and worthy consideration.
Well, Dr. Shilley, you're absolutely right. And as you're saying, I was thinking about, you know, you need to have paid up permission to do so many things. If you want to have a business and earn a living, well, a lot of locations in the United States require a business license. If you want to operate a motor vehicle without being detained on a regular basis, you need a driver's license. In many locations, if you want to have a dog, you need a dog license. And then, not only that, your automobile or your truck needs to have permission to drive, to be driven, which is called license plates and and tags. So you need to have registration, license plates, tags, driver's license, dog license, business license, license. And you're absolutely right. We are, according to Hillary Clinton, in the United States, if it moves, it's taxed. If it doesn't move, it is regulated. And if you think about it, I keep thinking about the kings. You know, the kings are in Europe, England specifically, 1200, 1300, 1400 AD. And there are constant wars. And the kings would just kind of look out and say, okay, let's go fight them. And yeah, a whole bunch of you all are going to die, but that's okay because we need to go fight them. And by the way, I need X percentage of all of your stuff. And that's taxes. And it just, and I keep thinking about how ruthless these kings were and how they just ruled over people. And whatever the king said, that's what happened. You know, with or without reason. And people would follow them. And those were the minions. And we still have minions. We don't have, well, I guess we do have kings and queens, but they call themselves politicians. But they rule over us. They tell us what's going to be. And if we don't like it, they'll do things like have our driver's license put on suspension for some bogus reason. And then when you get pulled over by the blue team, then they go, you're driving without a approved permit. And you go, wait a minute, I do have one. Well, no, you don't. The system says you don't. So if the system says you don't, you don't. And then you get arrested and hauled off and your car gets towed for some politician saying, oh, let's teach this guy a lesson. Let's pull his driver's license and we won't tell him. That's the kind of stuff that goes on in the United States. And it's getting worse. So, Dr. Shilley, I think you're absolutely right. We'll be right back with Dr. Shilley right after bottom of the hour news and announcements.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a surprise visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters the American troops leaving northeastern Syria will be going to western Iraq. He said he will leave it to the diplomats.
The aim is to still get a peace agreement at some point, a political agreement. That's the best way forward. And I'll leave it to the State Department to comment on where things stand.
But the troops are not returning to the U.S., as the president tweeted. Three soldiers were killed and three were injured during training in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Three other soldiers were hurt in the accident. One remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two were treated and released. The incident falls on the heels of other deadly accidents for the military. In June, at West Point Military Academy, a vehicle training exercise killed one cadet and injured 21 others. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, you God, you're
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Sheila's with us. Dr. Sheila, there is there's something that I saw on the television screen, I should say. It was a video that Mrs. Fennelly was watching one evening, and I happened to be there and in the room, and it was the most disturbing thing I've seen in a long time. This was a scene where there were two friends, and they worked together, and they were close friends. And one of them was asked by another party to delay the person from showing up at a particular location. Just delay them. And he was found out to have caused this delay. And he was asked in the interrogation room in a, we'll call it a police department. So let me see if I got this right. You were paid to delay your friend. Well, yeah. So you were you actually took money to cause harm to your friend by delaying him. Well, yeah. I was offered money. And I'm thinking, there is no amount of money that someone could offer me to sell out a friend. You know, they could say, I'll tell you what, if you could derail this guy for a few hours, we'll give you $1,000. No. $10,000. No. $1 million. No. There's no amount of money that could entice me to sell out a friend. It just couldn't happen with me. But yet, it seems that we're being taught by the big screen that this happens. And yeah, it's okay, because it's for money. Dr. Shilley, what I'm talking about is the disintegration of our values in society, and it's on television. Like, this is a good, normal,
The reason I've not turned on television in the last 2 years and have no plans for ever turning on again. I don't like to be...
Isn't it awful?
Brainwashed by crap.
Yeah. It's an outrage. You know, if you were at my house or someone else were at my house and someone said, I'll tell you what, if you just keep them there another half hour, you know, we got something planned and it's not good. Just keep them there and we'll give you $10,000 or $100,000. We'd do that. Absolutely not. But yet there are people who would.
I've
been watching with...
On the radio, I can't say what I would tell them, but it wouldn't be nice.
Right. I was watching with Mrs. Finelli something that was absolutely riveting, Dr. Shuey. And this is something that if you have not seen and you want to get the DVDs for it, I think it's worth doing. It's a mini-series. I believe it's 5 one-hour or so episodes. And it's one word. Chernobyl. Oh my gosh. For the first time in my life, I said to Mrs. Finelli, we watched the first episode, and this is the true events of what happened at Chernobyl. The horrors, the radiation poisoning, the flesh falling off the bodies, the political decisions, like who are we going to send to die? You know, 750,000 men were selected to shovel radioactivity out of the meltdown, the melted down reactor in Chernobyl and in the 1980s. And it is absolutely gory, gruesome, and real. And for the very first time in my life, I said to Mrs. Finelli, she said, okay, we watched the second one. One day we watched 1 hour, then the next day we watched another hour. And she said, do you want to watch the third one? I said, no. I can't watch it tonight. We'll do it another night. It is, it's riveting, and it will show exactly what you've been saying. This nuclear power generation system that's all over the world is absolutely beyond crazy. It could be something that takes us out. It is the death that you endure or succumb to, I guess I should say, from radiation poisoning is horrific. It's like the extreme torture. There's probably not much that man has done that's worse in terms of torture than this. In terms of death by radiation poisoning. So, Dr. Shuley, if you want to see something that will really drive that point home about how dangerous this is, it's called Chernobyl. And I suggest that our class, if you've got the stomach for it, that you watch it. It has a little bit of profanity in it. It's not necessary. has a little bit of nudity in it, and it's a bunch of miners who are tunneling under down the failed reactor, and they're nude because it's so hot they can't bear to wear clothes. They can't breathe with the masks on. They're all going to die a horrific death by being sacrificed to prevent a massive, massive explosion which will destroy forever many countries in Europe downwind of the reactor. And to be quite frank about this, everybody is downwind of a nuclear reactor. Everybody. Whether you're in Oregon or Idaho or North Dakota or Pennsylvania or Missouri, we're all downwind of nuclear reactors because of the infinite stupidity of man. Greedy men. And those of us who want more stuff, more trinkets, more Christmas presents, more birthday presents, more electronics, and we don't know how to do with less or do without. We haven't figured that out. It's an outrage. And when you watch Chernobyl, it'll make you sick. It will make you angry at someone who leaves their lights on and wastes energy. It will make you sick by thinking about, oh, electric cars, they're clean. Oh, they don't pollute. Really? Wait till you see Chernobyl. Dr. Shealy, any thoughts about what I just...
Well, I have thought for the last 70-plus years that the most stupid thing humanity ever did was create nuclear energy, and it still hasn't quite yet destroyed us, but someday it could.
Well, it's destroyed people in
Ukraine.
Yes, and it is so serious. Here's what's happened at the Hanford plant, where we worked on Hanford, Washington. The radioactivity that we just dumped on the ground during the time we were building the bombs to allegedly end World War II, dropping them on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, Japan. The development of those bombs created a tremendous amount of nuclear waste. And we had it stored it in drums, and we seemed to have forgotten about those, and they leaked into the ground. And then plants grew up on that ground, and then rabbits ate the plants. I'm talking about the grasses, squirrels. And when they had rabbit waste and squirrel waste and bird poop, all of these animals eating through the food chain, on the Hanford Reservation, their poop and their pee spread the radioactivity farther and farther and farther outward. And that's what happens. Well, to mitigate some of that at Chernobyl, they sent out guys with rifles. And they said, well, you know, we've evacuated the area, but we have some pets. We've got some cats, puppies, dogs, and wild animals. They all have to be killed. And so they gave rifles to the military, and their job was to just kill anything that moved. You know, people will get them out. But anything else that moves, kill them. And then grab the carcass, throw it in a truck, we'll dig a big pit, we'll throw them all in this pit, and then we'll cover it with concrete. And the workers who worked on the... on trying to stop the fires, or the firemen who put out the fires initially at Chernobyl, they died this horrific death. And if you even touched them, you would become sick with radioactivity and probably die as well. Those firemen were put in coffins that were welded shut. And then the coffins were laid in a deep ditch and covered with concrete. They poured concrete around them, and there's no getting those guys out.
Okay. 10 years later, the children in the Ukraine, in Kiev, were all suffering from low thyroid, among other things.
We can talk a little bit more about this, how horrific this was. There was
well,
a,
I, you know, I visited Kiev in 1995, and that was, you know, they were still talking about and dealing with the tragedy there 9 years later. And interestingly, Ukraine had been nothing but a problem. You know, politically, it didn't seem to be that much of a problem before then, but it has deteriorated significantly and continuously, I think, since then.
In 1979, actually March of 1979, the most significant nuclear event, which they called an accident, happened at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. And there was a nuclear generating station there. And they said it had a small problem. It actually melted down. And I remember the television reports because we were near there. Not really close, but... And I remember the news reports. Well, it's okay. It's just steam. They're only venting steam. It's okay. It was radioactive steam. And there were downwinders of that. And the television reporters should all be shot because those morons reported that it was okay to go outside. And people downwind of this nuclear meltdown. And they were told, it's not a meltdown. It's not a meltdown. No, no, no. It's just steam. It's okay. You know, water vapor steam. It was radioactive steam. The downwinders, 10 years later, I saw them being interviewed, and there was this one little village where everybody, every house had cancer, every single one, and the dandelion leaves on the front lawn, on camera, a guy took one, the dandelion leaf reached from the tip of his finger with his outstretched arm to his shoulder. We're talking about dandelion leaves, which are only, you know, 3 inches long, 4 inches long at the most. These are 3 feet long. Everybody had cancer. Skin cancer, liver cancer, every kind of cancer you could possibly think of, leukemia. Every house had at least one person in it with cancer. And we were told it's okay. It's okay. Same thing happened at Chernobyl. Oh, no, it's just a fire on the roof. It's nothing to worry about. And 750,000
soldiers. Television sucks.
Right.
All television sucks.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams,
Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy is an author of well over 30 books. He gives seminars, workshops throughout the country. He is a Surgeon of the Year and my dear friend, as well as a farmer. And Dr. Shealy, David in Illinois is calling in. He's with us right now. He was in the crosshairs of John Wayne Gacy. John Wayne Gacy attempted to kidnap David in Illinois, who is a USA Prepares instructor, has a wealth of information, never ceases to amaze me time after time after time. And he's calling right now about Chernobyl. Welcome, David.
Yeah, I've been waiting to see you get on this subject. Do you realize that the firemen's uniforms are still in that hospital basement? And they're so contaminated, but there's a lot more that they could not put in that docuseries that you can go to YouTube or podcast, and they will tell you the things that were even – it's horrific in the first place, but there's a lot worse that they just could not put on the screen. It was that bad.
David, you know? Would you say that did I exaggerate in any way, shape, or form when I described?
Well, I can't hear you too well because I couldn't hear what you said earlier because my internet's been going out after Gwyneth went on. I've been trying to call, so I'm surprised I can get through now. It's bad. It is. I think they should show it in all the schools. I think these kids need to be aware because when I was a child, teenager, I told you about the university. Chicago having nuclear contamination in the buildings. I didn't know the side effects of it until my senior year in high school in the independent living, and they put that movie on the day after. And it's based on your area in Missouri. I'm surprised you didn't have. I'm surprised you haven't seen it. Granted, it was a nuclear, conflict that happens here, but it's a similar thing. They show you lives before and after, and I really think people should go look at that alone. It's bad. It's I don't know how you would. I don't even know what you would do in a situation like that. And here's another thing that I was going to try to call you to talk to you about. The one of Trump's representatives that just resigned, he's going back to Texas, In his interview the other day, he said he has a big problem to deal with in his state of cooling issues, that they're having issues right now with them plants. It's getting to be a crisis. I've never heard of that before. He briefly mentioned it the other day in his interview, why he's one of the other reasons he's leaving.
So let's talk about this for just a second. And I have noticed this in a different way. I have noticed that vehicles today are having a real tough time keeping their engines cool. And it's because of the delta. And that's the term I'm using, delta meaning the difference between one thing and another. So if you have outdoor temperatures of 95 or 100 degrees, and you're cooling off and trying to cool off the engine under the hood that was designed to once in a while hit 95 degrees, but not consistently or often hit 95 degrees, we are running against the inability to cool. We're running against air conditioning having tough times cooling buildings because it's getting hotter. And they weren't designed to operate at the ambient temperature that we're seeing outside. So what we're saying is you're taking 95 degree air and you're trying to cool with air that's hot. So with it, you're trying to dump the heat from a car radiator into 95 degree air. It's hard to do that. It's real easy when the air outside is 40, 50, 60 degrees. But when it's 95, it's very difficult. And I have a feeling what you're saying is that the cooling towers for nuclear reactors are using air to cool, air and water to cool the nuclear reactor, and there is not the capacity to absorb that number of BTUs of heat from the reactor. So when people think about nuclear energy being clean, they've lost their minds. There's nothing clean about it. The half-life is in the thousands and thousands, like hundreds of thousands of years in some instances. So it never goes away. Never.
Well, even the Three Mile Island one, that other plant is still contaminated. They're waiting until the other plant next to it goes offline, and then they're going to clean the rest of it up. What if it somehow gets exposed?
What you saw in this series Chernobyl is guys were in a highly radioactive area, and they were going to die very soon, like within a day or two or three, and the radioactivity was so great that the flashlights, I'm talking about a plain old incandescent bulb, batteries and a flashlight, they started to fail. The computer-controlled robots would not operate because the radiation beat up the electronics. We don't have electronics nor mechanisms that can withstand the radiation. It beats up everything in its sight. And in the video it said, anything more sophisticated than a light switch will not work. Did you see that, David?
Oh, yes. Yes.
David, thank you for calling. I appreciate all of your insight. Dr. Shuley, thank you for ringing the alarm worldwide on what's wrong with what we're doing. We've got to stop this radioactivity. We've got to.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.